KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have rain and 45 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for cloudy skies with showers and thundershowers possible through most of the day, and a high of 50 expected today in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour is brought to you by First National Bank, locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will have some tough decisions to make early next year when it comes to the 2012-13 budget. Superintendent Mike Amstein said the 2% allowable growth tentatively approved by the Iowa legislature may be eaten up by the cuts in federal funding. A 2% allowable growth for the Atlantic District amounts to about $140,000. But because the Congressional Supercommittee failed to do its work at the federal level, the district could stand to lose up to $120,000 in funding due to automatic spending cuts. Some of the cuts, he says, will affect special education and the TITLE program, which is essentially a literacy program for at-risk children, such as free and reduced lunch.
Looking at the possibility of an 8% cut in every one of those programs based on the funding, if that comes about, we can take a look at, in Title I, losing about $20,000 in federal funding in that program. IDEA Part B losing about $6,000, and then in just special education funding about $95,000. So you're looking at almost $120,000 in possible cuts to federal programs.
In addition to the federal cuts, Amstein says there will be an increase in the cost of IEPers of 0.7%, which will become effective July 1st of 2012, and an increase in the amount the district pays for insurance, but how much that will be isn't yet known. Amstein says when the board takes a look at their upcoming budget, they need to look at ways to watch their spending. The good news is, he says, is that the district has done some things this year to try and recover funds that they've missed out on in previous years, which will help to buffer those costs. The Iowa legislature may also end up passing additional funding for schools, but it's too early to know for sure. Amstein also says talks are progressing with the Teachers Association for a reasonable salary and benefits settlement.
I think we're still in pretty good shape, but I'd like for at least some direction from the board as far as what we need to do with our budget, if you want us to protect, you know, certain things or what goals you might have. Maybe be able to discuss that at our regular meeting in early January, because that's when we'll really get geared up for the budget cycle.
He says they should also have a better idea of what the teachers' union proposal will look like at that time. KJAN News Time is 8:04. At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Atlantic School District Superintendent Mike Amstein said on Tuesday that Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green has arranged for an official with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to tour the district's schools and conduct a risk assessment for the various buildings.
It gives us a good idea as far as things that we're in the process of working on, like the access control and video monitoring, those types of things, but also some other items that we might want to look at down the road. So we're very fortunate to have somebody from Homeland Security to come through our buildings and assess our any risks that we do have.
They'll tour the district's main buildings along with those that are off campus, like the Educational Opportunities Center and Atlantic Head Start. It's not clear when the assessments will take place. Also on the same topic of security, the Atlantic School Board Tuesday approved the first reading of a policy with the use of video cameras on school premises. Amstein says the idea for the policy came about after he spoke with the board's attorney, and based upon an article he read in a recent School Administrators of Iowa newsletter. The school board currently has in place a policy for videotaping on board the district's buses, but there was no policy in place for video surveillance in the schools, even though the cameras have been in use for some time.
Based on that article, there are some specific guidelines that we need to go by to use that video evidence in the event of an incident happening, in the event that we use it for adjudication of a legal or a criminal charge that may have happened on school property. We really didn't have any guidelines for administrators to use. This policy does provide the administrators with that guidance.
As an example, Amstein says there was an incident earlier this year between a student and a faculty member, and a surveillance camera caught the incident and recorded it. The video was requested by the police department as evidence in that case. A police in Red Oak report one person was arrested Tuesday on a drug-related charge. 21-year-old Michael Jesse Keith of Council Bluffs was taken into custody in the 1100 block of East Coolbaugh Street on a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Keith was cited for the offense and released on $300 bond. The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved an amendment to the 2012-16 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program that will advance the letting of some highway projects into fiscal year 2012 and add others to the program. One of those projects being added is in Cass County, another is in Adair County, while four others are in Pottawatomie County. In Cass County, in addition to a project already in the works for Highway 148 from Highway 92 to Oneida, the DOT plans to rehabilitate and widen Highway 83 from Wyota to Highway 148 in Oneida. That project will cost about $2.1 million. In Adair County, a new project involves rehabilitating the pavement on Interstate 80 eastbound from the Cass County line to just west of Highway 25 at a cost of $500,000. In Pottawatomie County, in addition to an already planned project to rehabilitate and widen Highway 59 from Highway 6 to County Road G30, there are three pavement rehab and one guardrail project that's in the works for Interstate 29 in the 2012 year. The latest projects come with a price tag of more than $5.4 million. The DOT says the program amendment was possible because of additional funding becoming available after the program was approved in June. The additional funding is the result of favorable construction project lettings. The Iowa Transportation Commission continues to closely monitor funding, and they say they'll make any necessary changes during the development of the 2013-17 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program next spring. Well, the seven-member Cass County Compensation Board is set to gather Thursday evening in the basement meeting room at the Cass County Courthouse. After electing their officers, the board will discuss and act on fiscal year 2013 compensation recommendations for the 10 elected county officials. The board's meeting begins at 7 p.m. Last year, the Cass County Compensation Board approved a 2% increase for the auditor, treasurer, attorney, sheriff, recorder, and the county supervisors. Governor Branstad Tuesday released a statement praising the United States Postal Service for heeding his advice and delaying the closure of Iowa post offices. Branstad said he was pleased to learn that the USPS has reconsidered their consolidation and closures of Iowa post offices. He thanked Postmaster General Donahoe for his attention and thought, and he said he looked forward to continuing the discussion and coming up with a solution that will reduce the Postal Service costs while continuing to serve Iowans. Governor Branstad had been an early opponent to the post office closures because they were disproportionate and put too much of the burden on rural Iowans. In September, Governor Branstad co-authored a letter with Lorville Mayor Donnie Hobbs and a letter with Illinois Governor Pat Quinn calling for the Postal Service's reconsideration. Branstad continued, saying this is about the economic vitality of rural Iowa, and says he's glad the USPS has moved forward with the decision. The Postal Service announced that the closures and consolidations would be delayed until May 15th of 2012. Under the Postal Service's previous plan, Iowa would have seen 17.9% of the state's post offices closed, compared to 11% on a national basis. Checking headlines around the world, Time magazine has named The Protester as its Person of the Year. Time says the dissent across the Middle East that spread to Europe and the U.S. is reshaping global politics. The euro has slid below $1.30 for the first time since the beginning of this year. That and today's ongoing tensions in the markets are further evidence that last Friday's deal to enforce more budgetary disciplines on euro countries hasn't dampened investor worries. Italy's borrowing costs rose again today, while Europe's major stock indexes are lower. U.S. stock futures point to lower opening on Wall Street. The Obama administration says the number of young adults without medical coverage has shrunk by 2.5 million since the health care overhaul law took effect. Administration officials say the new analysis they're releasing today shows that the drop is 2.5 times as large as what was indicated by previous government and private estimates earlier this year. A new poll suggests that Republican voters aren't sure who's best for the country, a GOP president who's a Washington insider or an outsider. The Associated Press GFK poll also found that most Republicans surveyed were not satisfied with the selection of presidential candidates in their party. KJAN News Time is 8:11. First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In the funeral announcements this morning, 83-year-old John Butch Dennis of Exira, formerly of Brayton, died Saturday at the Cass County Home Care Hospice. Services for Butch Dennis will be held today at 10:30 in the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. 51-year-old Ryan Tater Johnson of Atlantic died Sunday. Funeral services for Ryan Tater Johnson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 93-year-old Marjorie Detlefson of Manning died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Marjorie Detlefson will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock in the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of those arrangements. 85-year-old Janice Irene Taylor of Oakland died Tuesday at Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Services for Janice Irene Taylor will be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 91-year-old Joseph Frum of Avoca, formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Wednesday in Harlan. Services for Joseph Frum are pending at this time. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby is in charge of those arrangements. 70-year-old Nadine Ashmore of Greenfield died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice in Creston. Services for Nadine Ashmore are pending at this time. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. 85-year-old Morris Morgan of Greenfield died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Services for Morris Morgan are pending at this time. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. That is our news update this hour, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Jim Field, KJAN News.